Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Even if you don't do so yourself, you probably know someone who uses humor to cope with stressful situations. Sean Horan, assistant professor of communication at DePaul University, explains research meant to measure the effectiveness of this popular coping mechanism.
Humor is a good thing. We like to laugh, as evidenced by our society's love of comedic movies and shows. Although perceptions of what is funny often vary, we are more consistent on who we think is funny. There is considerable variance in how much humor individuals communicate, and such differences are termed humor orientation. Research exploring humor orientation reveals that highly humor-oriented individuals are viewed as funny by their friends, are less lonely overall, and are more socially attractive. Recent work argues that highly humor-oriented individuals are actually better able to manage stress. Along with Chicago trial consultant Dr. Jamie Bohatten and West Virginia University's Dr. Melanie Booth Butterfield, we applied these humorous coping arguments to a stressful romantic relationship. That is, we wanted to explore humorous communication in relationships where one partner's a police officer appeared to exhibit similar benefits. Research indicates that relationships where one person is a police officer have both higher and unique stressors. Their lives are characterized by alternating shift work, dangerous conditions while on duty, and confrontational interactions with the public. When romantically involved with a police officer, the partner of the officer feels the effect of their spouse's career choice. We found support for the argument that humor appears to benefit their relationships. Particularly, romantic partners of police officers with a high humor orientation reported using humor more to cope with situations. Further, highly humor-oriented individuals reported experiencing less stress, a lower frequency of conflict, and less intense and hostile conflict with their romantic partner. Collectively, our findings add to the growing body of research suggesting that humorous individuals cope better with difficult situations and associated stress.
That was Sean Horan of DePaul University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.